Two dots towards the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah said that the Yehuda said you're not mal lekum al pi erechod. Mishnah back on Kluf Gimel Beis. The Mishnah Tanakama said there was two people walked in and said that they're a kohen. If they're being made in each other, so that's good. It means you can establish kohuna with an erechod. Yehuda said no, you can't. Comes from Elazar, and Elazar says that halacha that you can't use an erechod is only the case that there were arurin, that somebody came along and somebody or somebodies came along and said that this person is possible as a kohen. So then you need two edim. But in the case where there are no arurin, erechod works. Rishon Gamliel says you can be malapi the kohen al pi erechod. So Rabbi Eliezer says Eidechon works unless there's Arin. Rishon Gamliel says Eidechon works. So the Mora says Rishon Gamliel Hanu Rabbi Eliezer. So Rashi points out it's not really we don't believe that Rishon Gamliel is going to be matter or accept an Eidechon in a case where there are Arin saying otherwise. There the logic is you need to wait. So he only said it's a lacha when there's no arim. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. If there's no arim, Eidechon works. If there are arim, Eidechon doesn't work. What they're arguing about is a case when the error was raised only by one person. So Rabbi Eliezer's of Irachad is a valid error. If it's a valid error, now you need to aid him. And Rabbi Shingamil's of error tray. No, it's only considered a valid error if there are two edim, but if it's only one aid, it's not considered an error, and therefore aid echod would still work. But the Mor says that's what you want to suggest. Error requires two edim. We start out with assumption of kashas, etc. So it's only once you have two edim saying that otherwise would we. We say that now require Edus to Imavar. Okay, so if we have a person we don't know anything about him. Somebody comes and says he's a kohen and he's believed. If we have a person where there's two Edim saying he's not a kohen, that there's something wrong over here. The mother was a grusha and he the priest had been grusha. Then we need two Edim to establish that he's kosher. So the Mor says, so what's the case? So what's the argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Halacha b'mayaskinon, the Mor says, interesting case. Reciting with the following. The Mosulon bavua dahai dekayinu. We had there's been an established that's a given assumption that this person's father's a kayin. And therefore, the son is assumed to be a kohen as well. So he has a chazaka. The chazaka of the father is working for the son. And now, benofek alei kala, the ben grusha ben chalutzahu. A kohel has developed that the father was vadi a kohen. Is married a grusha or a chalutza, and this child, which we had assumed is kosher, really is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Now, this is only a kohel. So Carl is not an error of Trey, but it's enough that Bezin says we need to check it out. So we can't let him continue assuming to be a Kohen unless we borrow what the story is. So since it's only a call, it's not a real error in Bezin of 2P8 him saying otherwise, it still works. Okay, so now, we removed him from a status of Kahuna to not for a permanent demotion, but just to clarify what's going on. Now comes in and says, I know he's a kohen, and it's not true. The mother's not a grusha, so the rumor is false. And therefore, we reinstate him into a status of kohuna. And now, what's the way Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu? So we have Eretz saying that he's kosher. Come to Adam and say, no, 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 he's possible. So we have to demote him. We take him down. Comes and says, no, he's a kohen. So now we have two Adam that he's kosher and two Adam that he's possible. And he has the Chesed Kashrus to start with. So the more is going to assume they're going to rely on the Chesed Kashrus. The question is this a valid trey or trey? Well, the Gemara, the fact that the two Edim of Kashrus did not come at the same time doesn't bother us. We can combine the Edis of the Ed Echod, which was said a few days ago, to the Ed Echod is saying now that he's kosher. So now it's Shrei Shrei. We have two Edim which are mitzarif together, and there's a kind of Edis that he's kosher, the kind of Edis that he's possible, and it has his Kashrus. So based on that alone, we should be machshir the kohen, him as a kohen.
What's this this general thing being starved the edim? Is it that this?
We're gonna get to it.
Okay.
More says, so what's the machlokes? V'halcha b'meichesh lezilusa de beidina kamefliki. Do we have to be concerned that? That after having made a definitive decision that he's possible based on the two Edim and demoting him, if we reinstate him, that's going to undermine the status of Bezin in people's eyes, and people will not rely on decisions of Bezin anymore. And therefore, we can't reinstate him or not. So Tanakama Sarver, Kivan Achsine, Loy Maskin and Lay, Khashinan Lazilus to the Beidina. Rashim Lil Sarver, Anon Achsin and Lay, Anon Maskin and Lay, Lizilus to the Beidina, Lo Khashinan. So this final Eid Echad, they're arguing about Kimi Malakun al Pi Eid Echad, it doesn't mean the regular case of Eid Echad, that we have a person we don't know what his status is, comes in, somebody says, oh, he's a Kayan. No, for that, everybody agrees that Eid Echad works. What we're arguing about right now is a case where there were two Edim saying Psul, and Bezin Paskin based on that. And now there's an Eid Echad, which is going to be effective against the two Edim because there was another Eid Echad to be Mitzarev to. But this last Eid Echad, can we use him right now and be Machshir or not? So Maskal Ravashi, okay, I feel the Trey Nami. Why do you present this in a scenario of an Eid Echad coming last? All right, the case more simply. Two Edim walked in and said that he's possible. Two Edim come in afterwards and say that he's kosher. And can you use these two Edim to be machshir him? Because if the problem is who loses the big dinner, you can't. If we're not worried about who loses the big dinner, you could. So it's not a machloek, it's anything to do with the fact that there was an Eid at the end, there was only one Eid. We could have had the scenario the two Edim came together. Al Amar Ravashi, the argument over here is in this concept itself of Mitzarfen Leedus Kamifliki. The argument is, can we combine Eduyos, which were said at different times? We put the Dahani Tanoi, and this is Machlokes Tanoim de Tanya. So there's two parts of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa is not our discussion. There's two elements in Edus. There's the witnessing and there's the testifying. So the first half of the Braisa is talking about the witnessing. Second half, we're talking about the testifying. The Tanya Ein Edus Mitzarevus Ach Yerushdeim Keachod. Yeshua Ben Karcham Rafilu Bezachrisat. So the first issue which the Braisa deals with, which is not our issue, is do they need to witness the same act to be able to be validators? Or can they witness different acts and come together to be made? So they both witnessed let's for argument's sake So Reuven witnessed that there was a loan between Beryl and Shmerel on Monday. And Shimon witnessed that there was a loan between Beryl and Shmerel on Tuesday. So they both saw Beryl lend Shmerel $100. So they both know that he owes him $100. It happened to be what they saw with two different things. So the both being made on a Kiev that Shmerel owes Beryl $100. We have to aid him on that, but it was two different actions. Is that a problem? The Tanakhama says yes. It's not about, you can't be made about two different things. And Rishulam and Kerfa says no. If the result of their adios that each one witnessed is exactly the same, and we have to validate him that there's a chayv between Beryl and Shmerel. Now there might be more money, but the two adim that we know for sure that there's a chayv of $100 between Beryl and Shmerel. Maybe it's $200. But that we don't have adis on. But we do have adis on the two adim being made that he owes $100. Okay. Now the second machlok is in the brayso, which is what's relevant for us. The Tanakhama says, they have to testify at the same time. So this is going back, they both witnessed the exact same action. It's not going back on the first machlokes. The new case, they witnessed the same thing. Now the issue is not witnessing, but testifying. So Tanakhama says that they're only considered a count of two Eidim. They have the way to have the halachic way of two Eidim if they come to Bezin and they're made together. No, Shemin Devorah shall say Hayyim, because Shiyavu Chaver Lamacher Shemin Devorah. We can have one aid. Why do I have to repeat every single day? Please be quiet. Okay, you ignore me. Rambam says you can have the two Adam testify at different times, and Bezin can accept that as a pair of two Adam. So over here we need two Adam because two Adam said that he's possible. We have two Adam saying that he's kosher, but they didn't come at the same time. The scenario we had before was an aid came to say kosher, two Adam say came to say possible, and then an aid came to say kosher. So there's two Adam that he's kosher, but they didn't testify together. So Ibn Nosson says that's fine. And in our version, that'll be Rishim HaGamliel. And the Rebbe Eliezer says it's not acceptable. It's only one Eid against the two Eidim, because we can't be Mitzarev to Eidus. Okay. Russell, does that answer your question?
Yeah, although it's a little curious. Like, why they bring that in over Yodafka? In this case, this is a general machlokas,
correct?
And so, why is it brought in, specifically with regard to Cohen?
Oh, that machlokas over there in Sanhedrin is not tied into Cohen,
right?
Why did they argue over here specifically in regards to Cohen? I'm not sure. There are other elements of Kiddush over here in this case. There's once a mitzvah. Since it's Trey or Trey, then you can use Adis. There are other elements of Kiddush involved. What exactly is the Chazaka? Is the Chazaka the father work for the child? Or is the case somehow we had assumed he was a Kohen and he's been functioning as a Kohen, and that's the Chazaka? So there are other elements of Kiddush in the case. Because here Rashi, back in Oman Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Hainu Rabbi Eliezer Zok Rashi Zovari B'mokim Sheish Erwin Lo Yomer Rabbi Shimon D'lehevi Chad Neman. So Rabbi Eliezer said an Eid Echad can establish Kuhuna unless there are Erwin, unless there's somebody who's, there are somebodies, like Rabbi Echad says there are two Eidim saying that he's not kosher, and Echad doesn't work, but otherwise Eid Echad works. Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Shimon says Eid Echad works. So the Gemara, Zagrashi, the Gemara is saying, but he didn't mean that against two Eidim. So obviously he only meant the case if they're not two Eidim. So it would end up being the same thing. If they're two Eidim, Eid Echad doesn't work. If they're not two Eidim, Eid Echad works. So that's the same thing. Malin, that you can use an Erech to establish Kuhuna, the Malkim Shein Arvin Kamar, it means that there's no Arvin. So maybe you'll say they're arguing whether Erechad is considered an Erech. The Blias is some Erechad, have an Erech. If an Erech walks and says, you know, he's not a cut, there's a psul, that's enough to establish an issue of Erech, and you need to aid him now. So that's not true, because the Rav Yechonon says, so what was the case? The case was that we were muchsa, this person's father was a kohen, and therefore with assumption is that he's also a kohen. It wasn't Edis and Bezdin, there's people talking. So even though Mikra didn't, that should not do anything, Zakrashi, and there's no Edis and Bezdin, so people talking, that's very nice, because it has its kashas. No, umar lubak, shumar lubak lakuna. It comes to kuna, we want to be very careful, and therefore, we, Bezin, will investigate the matter. So we're putting him on hold, temporary hold, he can't act as a kohen until we're mavar what the story is. Comes in, it says he's kosher. Good. That's all we need. Vaccine? It's a language of lowering down. We step him down from Bikuhuna. Demote him, yeah. Vaskine, which is, we raise him up. The Malkum Karl, Havi Chad Mehem. So, there's a Karl, Erechad says that he's kosher, we put him back into Bikuhuna. Then Tuwaita come and say, no, we know he's a Ben Grish Mechluta, okay? So we demote him. Then Erechad comes and says, he's kosher. And the Morris is assuming right now the Kaliyama Bain, the Rebbe Eliezer, Bain, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, meets Starfin, Shadim, Mishim, Edim, Zed, Shalom, if they say, Mishar, Edios, this works, Seraph works. So what's the issue? The issue is, are we worried about Zulus and Beidin? The Tanakhama, so Rebbe Eliezer says, we cannot use the second Erechad to be Seraph to the first Erechad, make a tray of tray, and then use the Chesed's Kashers. The Chesed is Zulus and Beidin. Sure, we do, Shnei Pamim. We've already demoted him twice. They're going to put him back in. This is going to undermine their credibility. Once we've demoted him based on the Urim, even though the Hilchos Eidos, it works, but we're not going to accept it. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we took him down, but not Maskinale, we'll put him back up. Now, Rashi points out what we were saying before. What do you mean? How could you reestablish him as a Kayan? So it's a Trey Trey, so how can you make him body a Kayan? So Rashi, Uki Trey La Bahari Trey, Wukminan Achaske Kamaisa. So the Trey of Trey, we're going to assume right now, this Gemara is assuming that you can use the Chazaka when there's Trey of Trey. We discussed this before, that could be even Chazaka doesn't work in the Mukham Trey of Trey, because Adam is the most powerful bearer. The two Adam saying Kasher, Adam saying Apostle. So that's it. Well, I also have a Chazaka that he's Kasher. It's wonderful. And I also have a Migu, and I have a Roy, but you can't use anything. Four Adam against two Adam is two against two. 100 Adam against two Adam is two against two. So two Adam plus a Migu and a Chazaka and a Roy, but it's wonderful, but you can't use anything against Adas. Right, so that would be argued that Trey Trey Chazaka doesn't work. But we say, assume that, no, that the Trey Trey Chazaka works. I mean, a Raisa, because a Chazaka is not a beer. Chazaka is a halachic given to us what you do when you know what to do. When you have a suffix, Chazaka tells you what to do. So you're not passing connected Adam and deciding that the Adam are right or wrong. You're dealing with the suffix. So yes, I have a bona fide suffix. I have two Adam say this, two Adam say that. That's a bona fide suffix. So what do? You assume the status quo until you know otherwise. So what was our status quo? No.
Just Chazaka.
Correct.
Rove is not used for.
Rove is not. Rove is a form of a decision. Chazaka is not a decision. Chazaka is that when we have a suffix, the halacha is just continue doing what you were doing until now. It's by definition, it's not deciding something. It's not achra. It's an halacha, how to deal with the situation. Rav is not an halacha. Rav is achra. The Torah allowed us to decide. Well, you can't be machria, can I get Aiden? So Rav's strength is weakness in this situation. Migo usually is understood as a form of a hachra. We're proving one side. So Migo against Adam is not going to work. There is a Gemara which is Masha, the Migo works in Malkum Adam. And the Acharonim really grapple with, like, how does that work? But the Maskana of the Gemara, whether even that Gemara, the Maskana sounds like the Migo doesn't work against Adam. The Rashi says, so what's the Chazaka? So we have this Mimchag Mishanim over here, what's the chazaka we're using? There are two chazakas over here. There's the chazaka of the father, that he was kosher, which creates a halachic assumption that the child will be, and the father has a chesed kosher, he's going to marry, he's not going to marry somebody who's also for him to marry. So the assumption will be that the child is kosher as well. So the chazaka over here might be the chazaka of the father working for the son. Like we had Chesed Emahani Labas type of a swara. Or Rashi says a different.
What type?
Chesed Emahani Labas. We had in the first parak. Rashi says a different chazaka. So, Uki Che Labadi Che, the two against two sort of cancels out. And, Lukminin Achaske Kamaisa, Daskin Alpi Ein Harishan, we establish him as a Kayan. So Rashi says the chazaka that they're referring to is the decision which we made before, and then he, based on that, he started working as a kayan. So he now has a chesed kasher as a kayan. I never got this clear. This is Gemara Bava Basra in Daf Lamed Aleph as well. We all said two items saying he wasn't a kohen, and we established he's not a kohen. So if a chazaka, he's not a kohen. So the last assumption was he's not a kohen. So why do we go back to the chazaka that he was a kohen rather than the chazaka he wasn't a kohen? We said, well, yeah, because that's because of the two items, which now we're saying is trey. Okay, yeah, but that what you made him an erech kosher was also based on one of the two edim who said he's kosher.
What?
I don't understand why you have a right to go back to the first chazaka that we established based on erech that he was kosher, because we're not using the edis over here, because the edis is trey. We're using the hanhaga that we were knowing with this person, allowing him to act as a kohen. That hanhaga now is continues. The story was Eidechon said that he's kosher. There was kol. So that's not a chazaka b'chal. It's just let's be mavar what the story is. Eidechon came along and said, "Yeah, he's kosher. Oh, great. He's a kohen." Now to Adam said he's not a kohen. Okay, great. He's not a kohen. So now we're knowing with him not as kohen. Then Eidechon comes and says, "Kosher. Go back to the chazaka. Which chazaka? The first chazaka." I want to go back to the second chazaka. So I never got that. Okay. So Rav Ashi said, if this is a machloikis, the issue isn't that two edim came at the end. I'm sorry. The issue isn't that an echel came at the end. Even if two edim came at the end. Filotrei also Bahari Adori, Nami Pepam Shniya. The Rebbe Eliezer should be Lamaskinale. So even if the second we had a call, I said, you know what, dear Kayan over here, we need to check you out, we can't let you continue doing avoid until we clarify. Okay, Echad walks in and says he's kosher, great, he's kosher. Tim walks in and says he's not, okay, possible. Two Adam walk in and say he's kosher, two other Adam, no, we know this now, there's two Adam at the end, but there's a lucid debate dinner problem, so nothing to wait Echad at the end. So Rashi says they're arguing on tziruv. Achira shem keachod. So edus, they have to see the edus together. Lafukei echadomer befonai havo vechadomer befonai hoydeloy alav. So the Mor in Sanhedrin says, this is the Mor, the end of the third parak over there. I gave you one scenario. The Mor says, well, what about if they both made the same transaction? One says, I saw the transaction. One says, yeah, and I heard, he was muttered to me about the transaction. Since Hanukkah says that's not good, Rav Shulman Kirchner says it's fine. Then we have a second issue. They witnessed the same thing. The issue is with how they're testifying. The Tanakhama of the second Machlokes, which says we can't accept them in Bezdin, even though they witnessed it together, but they can't testify separately. They have to testify together. This is a new Machlokes of Lavri, Rav Shulman Kirchner, Kamerle. It's not a continuation of Rav Shulman Kirchner's words. There's one machlokes about witnessing together. Rav Shulman Kirchner says you don't need that. New thought. Tanakhama says you have to testify together. Rav Nosson says no, you don't. Now, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Plugdid, Rav Nosson, Rav Bonin, and Pligi. It's not the Mishnah. What's your problem? Right, we say that Rabbi Lozer says the eight echad at the end won't help you because you cannot connect it with the first eight. And Rabbi Shimon Mill says you could, because you could connect it to the first eight. Woman who was taken possession by the goyim. So ayre mamon mataris the bala. If they took her for the purpose of ransoming her, so they're not going to take advantage of her because that might undermine their chances of getting the money that they want to extort. Right, because the guy says, you know, can't take her back anyway. She, I don't know what he did to her, so I'm not interested in it. You know, the guy says they're not taking any chances. Okay, but I get a nefashis a sur labala. If they took possession of her because they decided that she's chayiv to be killed. Or the Morse will say, even if they decide their husband is decided to be killed, so they feel that they don't have a need to be respect the. They can do whatever they want with her because they can kill her. They can do whatever they want. So then, Asur Labala. So she's also to her husband, even in Yisrael. They're scared to lose their money. So they don't allow her to be taken. Just taken advantage of. I had a fascist. Shai Shani Dunas Lamisa Lamus. They decided that she's supposed to die. Asher Labala. Even though we were able to redeem her and save her to help Nagima Hefker. So we assume that all of them took advantage of her. There's multiple. Nobody's respecting her, and they're all taking advantage of her. So we have to be afraid that during one of the she would be interested in trying. She was hoping by doing this willingly, she might be able to convince them to release her and let her live. So we're afraid that might happen. So you don't have a stam of a chashash that the woman would be agreeable to it, but in this scenario, we're afraid that might happen. And if she did that, if she was in Israel, that she did the Bia Barotzen, she's also to her husband.
So, I mean, you know, that's still coercion. That's still called Barotzen.
Yeah. Something more. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Omer Rav. So that which we said Ayin Mamon is she's mutter. Lo Yishanu Ella Sheyad Yisrael Tekiva Al Ovdei Kechavah. then in general, the Jews have the upper hand. It happened to be the scenario. They grab the woman for purposes of ransom. But in general, they understand that the system is. It's controlled by the Jews, so they understand that they don't play by the rules. They're going to have problems. They're in control. So they can control the situation much better. They're in power, so they're gonna, even at any moment we have to be afraid that something happened. Okay, so that's what Rishon Bar Yitzchak Mer Rav said. Most of Rabbi. Okay, we have Mishnah says like this: Hayyid Rabbi Yosef Kohen Rabbi Zechariah Ben Hakatzav. They testified on the following story. So this was a mission Adios, where the Chachamim would come and present to the. So the Sanhedrin, the Bezal Agadol, situations which they witnessed where that halacha was established a certain way, and they were coming and presenting this to the Bezal Agadol. We know that this was a psak that Bezal gave on X. Now the Bezal, the greater Bezal, will be aware of it. So that's called. There was testimony that the Chachamim gave about certain scenarios. What they knew about the halacha. So Rabbi Yosi Akoyan and Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzav came to the Bezin HaGadol, and they testified about the following story, that there was a story that the Chama were there allowed X. What was the story? Abbas Yisrael Shehurano Ba'ashkelon, that she was given as a mashkin on a loan in the city of Ashkelon to the Goyim. So the Bnei Mishpachta assumed that something improper happened to her, and then they were not interested in dealing with her anymore. They assumed that she has been being Minzana. But there were Edom who informed the Bezdin about the Mashkin, said, but we were with her the whole time and we know that nothing happened to her. She was apparently married, right? So Chachamim said to the family, Imatem Maminim Shahurana, the same Aiden which said that she was taken as a mashkin. Hemino Shlonistra Shlonitma. Vimiatem Aminim Shlonistra Shlonitma. Al Tamino Shahurana. So you family can't pick and choose what part of the Aiden did you believe. Right? If she's gone, there's no concept that a woman's gone, she comes back 5 days later and says, "Oy vey, must be your mazana." If we know that she was taken care, she was in the possession of Goyim, how do you know she was in the possession of Goyim? Because the Edom told you. Well, the Edom also said nothing happened. So you can't do that. That was Bezin's psak. Okay. Now, Zodha Gomorrah, well, Ashkelon.
There are different Edom here, aren't there?
No, it's the same Edom.
Because the family that they gave her up as Mashka.
She's gone.
I mean,
the family knows she's gone.
Let's hold a little bit. Okay. Well, Ashkelon the Yad of the Chabim Takifa Al Atzma. In Ashkelon, that was the reality was that the Goyim were in power. Vikatani Hurana in Nichba Shaloi. And the case which they were made about in Bezdin they brought this story, which happened at Ashkelon, that Bezin and Ashkelon Paskin, they brought this story to the Sanhedrin of Gadol. But they were willing to testify about the Sanhedrin of Gadol that this is acceptable, that we were machsher her. It's only a case where she was given as a mashkin, as opposed to the goyim capturing her. It discussed the case of Hura Na'in Nech B'Shaloi, and we're saying over here that we require Eidus to be Machsher. This is the case of Ayyadei Mom. Our mission says you don't need Eidus for Ayyadei Mom. We assume that she's kosher Ayyadei, the case of Ayyadei, she's taken Ayyadei Mom. So why do we need Eidus over here? Right? Because it's Yad Akam Tekifa. Right? But there's not the Gemara, but Yad Akum Tekifa. But why do we discuss the case of Hurana versus the case of Nechbasha? So what's the difference between Hurana and Nechbasha? Nechbasha is the goyim took her for the purpose of ransom. So their goal is clearly to give her back. Hurana, she's given as a mashkin, there's law of doctrine she's going to be coming back. If the person doesn't pay, they keep her. So in that scenario, there's more of a concern of them taking advantage of the woman than Nechbasha. So the fact that the Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen and Rabbi Chai Ben Akatsiv required Eidus presented to the Chachamim that you require Eidus to machshir her when the Goyim are in charge in a scenario where she was given Midas, means in a scenario where she wasn't given Midas, so they took her with intention to ransom her, you don't need Eidus, even though the Akam was in control. Not like what Rob said. Okay.
As a side, we still ransom her, even if we assume she's taking advantage of that. We still mix her, get her back, right?
Yeah, yeah. The point is that the goy understands that he's endangering his asset. So this is a Rai Keneged, what Rav said. So more answers. Who did not? No, the more answers. Who are in Nichbashaloi? Who did not feel Nichbashal? Mashishoyi Kachoyi? No, they're testifying about a scenario which took place in Bezdin, that Bezdin and Ashkelon dealt with, or Bezdin wherever it was nearby to Ashkelon dealt with, and that was the case. But it might be true that even in a case of Nichbashal, we still would require Eidus. Okay. The Mor says, Ika, the Amri, some presented this statement of Rava. Ika, the Amri, that they have not that Rava asked the question, but Rava said, I'm a Rava Anana Mitanina, we have a Mishnah. Rava was bringing a proof. Those Edom which said that she was taken as a mashkin, also midam alei shel nistrav shel nitma, or mechachamim im atem aminim shehurano, aminu shel nistrav shel nitma, v'imet im ein atem aminim shel nistrav shel nitma, al taminu shehurano. That's the Mishnah. Zok Rava. Well, Ashkelon, ayyadei mamanu. It was only a case of money. Ayyadei mamanu hava. And still the time of the Edom Edom I saw. And they only match because of the Edom. Ain Edom Edom I saw. Loi. She would not be kosher. Which doesn't seem to fit with our Mishnah. So why, what's the pshat? My love. Loi shno hurano. Loi shno nechbasho. Since the Yad Akam is the Kifa, we need Eidus. So it's a Rai to Rav. Where it says, no. Loi, you can't prove Rav is right because Hurano is shiny. I can say that Hurano is worse. That's when you need Eidus. But in the case of Nechmashah, you don't need Eidus. Okay. Ika the Ramalei Mirma. There's a third way to present this whole conversation. It wasn't that Rav didn't. We have Rav come along saying we have a Mishnah. Rav comes to clarify the halacha of the Mishnah. He's coming to learn the pshat in the Mishnah. He says the difference in Yarak and Tekifa, Yad Yisrael Tekifa. Then we have Rav asking this question. Some presented that the whole that this Mishnah in Adios was the original source for Rav. And the Ikad Rabbi Lemirma, it was presented as a stira. So now, Yad Yimaman Muteris Tabal, we have in our Mishnah that Yad Yimaman she's Mutter. Raminu, I'll ask you a stira, because Hoy Rabbi Yossi B'chulu. We have the Mishnah with an Adios that says that you need Adim. Our Mishnah says you don't need Adim. It's a stira. Well, Ashkel Yad Yimaman, we're telling you, time of the Adim Edom is so. Ho ain Adim Edom is so. Loy. So we have a stira between the two Mishnahs. Umashani. And on that stira came Omer Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak. Omer Rav should be really. Lo kasha kan shadiyad yisot tekifah alav dechavim kan shadiyad alav dechavim tekifah latzmon. So then that Mishnah was the source of the whole din of that Rav said to answer the stira by differentiating between who's in power. Okay. Zogt Rashi. Lashon Adayin Imamim Muteris Lebala. That which you say in a case that she was taken for money purposes, she becomes she remains mutter to her husband. Al Shiyad Yisal Tekiva Alayv Dechavim. Yireim Lasa Shaloi Kedin. They're scared to do something improper. Shem Yafsidim Amaydim, because the Jewish government, the Jewish power, the Jewish courts. They are in control. So they're afraid if they do something wrong, they might affect the whole situation. Shahurana is Nismashkana. She was taken as a mashka. Videa Oysen Shahido Shahurana, the same Adam which testified that she was taken as a mashkin, also testified that she was Tahara. Vashkalan, there it's Plishtim, he. It wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, it was part of Eretz Plisht. Void, Kargola Yisrael. And at that point in time, Rabbi Yossi Akoyan and Rabbi Yossi Rizchayim and Akatsav, that was after the Korban Abayas. Hurano, the Midas. They gave her as a mashkin. That was it. They gave her. Mekimen Shigiyaz Man, Blonifthis. Hurray Yishalot Dechom Medinem. According to the Goyim, they now own her. Shemachi being an Adam, Edom is social and so that's when you need Adam. But Nechbasha, they didn't neglect them, they never get ownership in her. Lord being an Adam, how about Yadim Mammon? In a case where it's Yadim Mammon, you don't need Adis. So that's the more in the first version is differentiating between the two. Vikadramali Mirma, Loy Masi Law, the Hadar of Shulbar Yitzhak, a Perusha de Masisin, Beloshin Loshano. They don't present that he was coming to explain the mission and saying the language of Loshana, which means he was coming just to say as a learning session to explain Pshat in the Mishnah. But rather, Rami Mirma, Masisin Ubrai Sadati, they asked the Stira. Rashi's called it Ubrai, it's really the Mishnah of an Edius. Loshani Rav Shmuel, Hiluk Ben Ya Yisil Tekifa, Liyad Ev Nikham Tekifa. And that's where on that Rishmol by Rav Yitzchok said this difference to answer the stira. Let's go to the Mishnah. What do you think it means? Nechlat? No. Nechlat is she will become the permanently given to her them. Lashon of the bias is Nechlat. What are you stuck with? No, the goyim, they're in control. Their rules, you take a mashkin, you don't pay, you keep the woman, right? So that, and they're in control. So that's going to be, So we might try and redeem her, and we might, whatever we're going to do, but. In their minds, they can figure they can do whatever they want with her. That's when you need Adis to clarify. Ayin Fosh is a surah. So Omer Rav Kagoin, what Hani Noshi the Ganvi. There's women which the wives of the Ganovim, so they're going to be killing the husbands, so they don't really care about the wives, so they'll do whatever they want with the wives. Rabbi Amar Kagan Ishtar Shaben Dainoi, Ben Dainoi was a murderer. So again, the same idea. Amar Chizki Behusha Nigmar Dinan Lahariga. Once they decided on the husband to be killed, so now their attitude is that they can, and they've taken possession of the woman, they can do whatever they want with the woman. But if it has not been Nigmar Din, so maybe the husband will be exonerated and they'll give his wife back. They're not going to take advantage of the wife yet. No. Whatever the decision is, meanwhile, they assume that what's going to happen. Their courts were not necessarily the nicest courts. And they'll do whatever they want with the woman. They're not going to hesitate on the woman. The husband will be hung. So when the goyish would take possession of they would take the whole family into custody and do whatever they want with them. Ben Dinoi, Ritzeachoya. He was a murderer. Velozer Shmoy, his name was also Ben Dinoi, because I mean him Perkak Larufa. Awanoshi the Ganvi, a Ganvin Momin, Loimafri. Even though they would punish the husband, they'll punish him with killing, but they still have, they don't feel they have a right to do whatever they want with the woman. Okay.
So, in a normal case, then.